The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Shmuel Daf Memalef. The Gemara on Amud Beis towards the bottom brings a story. Give me the $100, $1,000 that I lent you last year. Reuven claims that Shimon borrowed from him a few months ago or last year $1,000. Amalei, Shimon replies to Reuven, Lehoyu dvar me'olam. I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed the money from you. Ozel, Aisi sa'adi du'uspe, uparim. Reuven goes and he finds Edim that witnessed the halvor that Shimon borrowed from him $1,000. So l'chayr Shimon should be kind, but there's one little catch. Shimon's Edim, the Edim that said that Shimon borrowed money from Reuven, also say that a few days later we saw Shimon come back and repay that koiv. In which case, the Edim seem to agree with Shimon that he does not owe the money, but the story is different than Shimon's. Shimon claims that he never borrowed the money. The Edim say he's potter, but that's only because he paid back the koiv, even though the koiv existed. Omer Abayo, my nevid, what are you going to do? How could you incriminate Shimon? Inu Amri Uspe, the Edim that said that he borrowed the money, Inu Amri Pare, are the same Edim that said that he paid back the money. So ultimately the Edim agree with Shimon's version of the story. Rava Omer Kolo Imalai Lavisi Ko Imalai Paraiti Domi. Rava is Mechadish, that since a person says loy lavisi, if Shimon says that I never borrowed money from Reuven, inherent in his reply to Reuven's tviya is that I never paid it back. It's very obvious that if a person never borrowed the money, he can't pay back. You can't pay back a choiv that you never borrowed. The same way you can't fix something that was never broken. You can give somebody a maton of $1,000, but you can't make a maisip piroyan if there was no existing choiv. So Rava says, inherent in Shimon's reply to Reuven, when he says to him that I never borrowed the money, is also that I never paid back. So we're stuck a little bit over here. To accept Shimon's version of the story that he never borrowed the money is impossible because there are Edim Kenegedim. The Edim say they did borrow the money. To accept what the Edim say that Shimon borrowed but he also paid back is impossible because Shimon's saying, based on the idea of that he never paid back to Choyv. So what do you have? You're stuck. You have Edim that he borrowed money. You can't accept the Edus that he paid back the money. And therefore, Shimon is stuck with a Choyv of $1,000 to Reuven. And that's the way the Halach has brought down a Choyv Shemishpat Simen Ayin Tes, that if Shimon, this story happens, the Halach is Shimon has to pay Reuven $1,000. Before we analyze the reasoning behind this halacha of Rava and the various ramifications of how to understand this halacha, let's just make the case a little more realistic in terms that we could relate to. Reuven had a large gemach or financial service which gives out large sums of money. Because he's dealing with large sums of money, last year he installed in his office high-tech cameras for surveillance purposes. He's been held up a few times over the years and he's been cleared out of large sums of money. So he put into his office these cameras that basically have everything that's going on. All the money that comes in and comes out is on film. Reuven claims that Shimon borrowed money from him sometime back, a few months ago. Like you said, he borrowed from him $1,000. Shimon claims it never happened. I was never in your office. Reuven gives as evidence to the Beis Din the film that he had in the camera at that time that clearly shows Shimon coming in and borrowing $1,000. The problem is that the Beis Din, in watching the tape, wanted to see a little bit more context, and they watched a few days worth at fast speed, and a few days after, let's say it was on Monday that Shimon borrowed the money, a few days after Shimon borrowed the money, they see Shimon coming back to the office, they slow down the film, and Shimon comes in and he says to Reuven, this is the $1,000 I borrowed from you 2 days ago, I'm giving it back. So let's assume, which is questionable, but let's assume that in standard Bezdin procedure, we'll accept a video as clear evidence the same way we would accept a Eidim. Let's assume that for a given now without getting into a discussion of the high tech Shaboy. It comes out that the incriminating tape, which could be used against Shimon, also ultimately says that Shimon does not owe the money. So what do we do? So this is the halacha of Rava Kalayma Lelevisi Kalayma Leparaitita. On a simple level, the basic idea behind this halacha seems to be, we know there's a klal all over Shas of Hoidoz Baldin B'machom She'eni Chav Lechem. A person can give self-incriminating evidence even if it's against Edim. Edim say that somebody is potter on something, but the person himself agrees that he's chayiv. The halacha is his chayiv. Of course, where it's not chav lacher, it would seem that the halacha over here is that Rava was mechadish that when a person says that he does not owe money, it's ki'ilu he spoke out clearly he does not owe the money and he did not pay the money. If Edim come along and Edim say that he borrowed the money and he paid back the money, to believe the Baldova, to believe Shimon against the Edus that say that he borrowed the money, you can't. Edim is stronger than a person who's defending himself. A person walks in the Bezin and denies Achrayis, denies Achoyv, and Edim come into Bezin and say that he does owe the money, obviously, we're not miming him to be matzik himself against the Edim. On the other hand, when the Edim also pattern him thereafter by saying paraito, that he say that Shimon paid up that Choyv, if Shimon says that he did not pay the Choyv, then Shimon is believed more than Edim. Self-incriminating evidence from the Baldover, it has more weight, not evidence, but testimony, from the Baldover himself carries more weight than Edim. The video camera is interesting because now Shalom Nemonis, you can see it with your eyes. So theoretically you could say that when he walked into the office and he was paying back money, so maybe he was paying it back for something else. Maybe he was just saying a story that Reuven claimed that happened. He was preempting him by saying, I'm giving you back the money for that. But he didn't really mean to pay it. You'll have to explain it away somehow. But the halacha remains that if a person walks in the bezin and says that he owes money, that all the evidence to the contrary, you believe him more than everything else. So if he said he didn't borrow the money, he's also saying that he didn't pay back the money, and therefore you can't accept the Eidus that says paraita. What's interesting over here is that this does not seem to be an across-the-board rule. The Rosh adds over here in this sugya, and this is also brought to halacha, that if what happened was, if the story was different, there were no Edim that he lovo upara, as in the case of the Gemara. But what happened was, Reuven brought Shimon into Bezdin and claimed that Shimon owed him $1,000. Shimon denied having ever borrowed the money, and then Shimon was moida to Reuven out of Bezdin. Or Shimon was moida, let's say, in Bezdin, but we'll say it that way first. Shimon was thereafter moida to Reuven that lovo upara. What would be over there? On the one hand, since he's saying it himself, so we have to believe him, he's incriminating himself, that in contrast to the story that he just got finished saying in Bezdin, that loy lovisi lahadam, he's now saying lovisi uparaiti. The Rosh says over here that we do not say that because he said loy lovisi, there's an inherent loy paraiti, and the Rosh says that if he thereafter says lovisi uparaiti, he'll be nemer. What's the pshat? If we say that every time a person says loy lovisi, inherent in that is that he's saying loy paraiti, so the same should be true if thereafter he says lovisi uparaiti, he shouldn't be nemon. He already said that a person is not nemon to change his testimony in Bezdin. If he says on himself that he owes money, and he says in a serious way with all the ramifications of Edoz Baldin, he says in Bezdin that I owe $1,000, he's not nemon afterwards to change his mind. He already said it, and Bezin was already mekabelit. If he already said loy lovisi, then he already ki'ilu said loy paraiti. How could he thereafter say lovisi or paraiti? We see from the Rosh that there's no unqualified ki'ilu oima loy paraiti over here, as if he said it. What it means is, when a person is challenged in Beis Din, Shimon was challenged in Beis Din, Reuven brought him in, and Reuven claimed that that he owes him $1,000. So a person has to issue a rebuttal. He has to issue a counterclaim. When somebody is a nitva on $1,000, so he has to answer back. What did he answer back? He answered back his version of the story was Lahadam, the simplest and cleanest story that could be. I never saw you before. I don't know what you're talking about. His version of the story will not be accepted by Beis Din. Why? Because they're eidim against his version of the story. By the same token, the eidim, when they say Loviso Parata, their version of the story will not be totally accepted, because he has already incriminated himself to L'chayvosoi, not like the Edim's version. His version is Loy Lovisi, the Edim knocked that off. But for the same price, we can't accept the Edim's version of Loviso Parata, because he said not that way. It's not the pshat that he mamish said Loy Parait. He ilu on the Loy Parati. The pshat is that we can't accept the Edim's version of the story, because he seems to, his story seems to incriminate him in a way that the Edim are not in agreement with. So what the Rosh's Mechadish is, that Bishlam, when Edim don't agree with his story, so we say he's a liar. He said La Lavisa, the Edim clearly said La Lavisa. But you also can't accept the Edim letting him off the hook, because inherent in his Loy Lovisi is also Loy Paraiti. But what happens if there's two Hoidos Baldins? There's one, not two Hoidos Baldins, but there's two counterclaims from the Baldover himself. In one he said Loy Lovisi, in one he said Lovisi Paraiti. The bottom line in both of them is, I don't owe the money. So when a person says on himself, I don't owe the money, we don't say that when he said before Loy Lovisi, he said that I owe the, if I actually borrowed the money, then I never paid it back. Loy Lovisi is one version of the story in which he's saying that I don't owe the money. Loy Lovisi, Lovisi o Parati, which he thereafter says, is another version of the same story where he's saying I don't owe the money. So based on his word himself, whereas the Rosh says it, Loy Alpiv Loy Huksa Kafrin, he was not shown up as a liar. He just said a different version of the story. And when he says a different version of the story, since both of them agree with the fundamental psak halacha that he doesn't owe the money, therefore we're going to let him off the hook. It's only where he spoke against, where he was shown up by Edim, there we can't accept his version of the story. And obviously we can't accept 100% the Edim either, because inherent in his story is something that goes against the Edim. And it does Baldin is Nemut. In the same vein, there's an interesting chiddush that the Achronim say. There's another nafkimina in this halacha. The full force of Hoidos Baldin, which could be mechayev a person who admits guilt, who admits that he's mechuyev on something, is even chutz lebezdin. The sugyas are not here, but the halacha is that Hoidos Baldin is accepted as fact even outside of Beis Din. What would be if Reuven, in this case, didn't take Shimon into Beis Din, and there Shimon said Loy Lovisi, but Reuven confronted Shimon outside the Beis Din and said, you owe me $1,000. Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about, you're a liar, I never borrowed $1,000 from you. Unbeknownst to Shimon, Reuven had him on tape. Reuven saw he wasn't going to win outside Beis Din, he then schlepped him to Beis Din. And Reuven was there in front of Beis Din. Shimon, you owe me $1,000. And this time Reuven pulled out the tape, or Reuven came in with Edim, that showed that Shimon had borrowed money. The halacha is that over here also Shimon would be able to switch his story, and Shimon would be able to say, true, I borrowed the money, but I also paid back. Which, in which case, the Edim would not be saying against him. The Edim also agreed, Lovo Paro. What's the chilik? The chilik is that when he said outside Beis Din, Loy Lovisi, like we're saying, there's no unqualified, clear cut. When I say loy lavisi, I'm saying loy paraiti, as mamish oidos baldin. Oidos baldin is something that's chav. Over here, when I say loy lavisi, I'm trying to patter myself. It's not a clear cut oidos baldin that I didn't pay back the money, which could then be used against me in Bezdin. It means if I'm standing in Bezdin, if Shimon is in Bezdin, and Shimon says loy lavisi, we thereafter cannot accept the edus that says lavisa paraita, because lamaisa, it doesn't agree lechayvasa of the baldava with the story that the baldava himself presented. So on the one hand, it seems to be over here that there's a basic incrimination involved in Shimon saying that he didn't borrow the money, but it's not a clear cut hoidos baldin. But if and where, if he said it even outside Bezdin, it would then be brought into Bezdin to be used against him. Reb Kivega points out a different chiddush along the same lines. Reb Kivega says in the tshuva that if the Eidim had not seen the lover, again, Reuven confronted Shimon in Bezdin, he said he owes him $1,000, Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about, I never borrowed the money from you. Shimon pulls out the videotape, the film from the camera that he had in his office, except that over here, the day that he supposedly borrowed money was not on film, but they do see, I don't know why Reuven presented the film without looking at it first. Well, let's say there are Eidim that come in, and the only thing the film shows is Shimon paying back Reuven. Shimon comes in, Reuven claims that Reuven borrowed from him money January 1st. January 5th, there's a film where there are Eidim that show Shimon walking into Reuven's office and saying, the money that I borrowed from you on the 1st, here's the money back. And he counts it out and he gives it to Reuven. Now, if we say that when a person says, loy lavisi, there's a clear admission of loy parati, then if there are Eidim that say para, then there are also Eidim incriminating. I'm sorry, there's also Eidos Baldin incriminating Shimon. On the one hand, Reuven confronted Shimon in Bezdin and said, where's my $1,000? Shimon said, I don't owe you money, I never borrowed it from you. Which means I never paid it back. And here you're showing evidence that he did pay it back. But the Eidos Baldin that he said, like Ki'ilu, he said, like Paraiti, should be stronger than the Eidim that say Para. We see here from, and Reb Kivega says that's not the case. Reb Kivega says that since the Eidim are not over here incriminating him and saying that he owes the money, all the Eidim saw was that he paid back the Choyv, and he said, Bashar's paying back the Choyv, that it was for that Choyv that allegedly he borrowed money before, that now he's denying. So Reb Kivega says over there that since the Eidim are not actually going against the story that Reuven presented in Bezdin, over here Reuven will be Nemun. We see again from Kiva Eger that there's no clear Hoidos Baldin that says Loi Parati. What we have over here is that when Eidim clearly say not like the story that Reuven presented in Bezdin, so then Reuven's story is knocked off, but inherent in Reuven's, inherent in Shimon's story is also connected to Eidim, so we can't accept the Eidim. But what happens if the Eidim never incriminated Shimon because they never saw that he borrowed the money? All they saw was Ptur. They never saw Chiyuv. You can't use the Eidim that say that he's Potter and thereafter use that to work against Shimon. If the Eidus said Lava Para, so then you have to accept the part of the Eidus that said Lava, and you can't accept the part of the Eidus that said Para. You can accept the part of the Eidus that said Lava, you can't accept the part of the Eidus that said Para. So you're left with half an Eidus that said Lava, Shimon is Chayiv. But over here, since Eidim only saw payment and they never saw debt, so therefore you can't use that against Shimon. In this case, Shimon also will be Pot.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.